The Centre for Human Radiobiology, CHR, studied the dial painters for decades. Its scientists came to learn that radium was a wily, tenacious element. With a half-life of 1,600 years, it had plenty of time to make itself known in those it had infiltrated, inflicting its own special damage across the decades. As the researchers followed the women through the years, they witnessed what the long-term effects of internal radiation really were. For the dial painters who had survived did not escape unscathed. Far from it. Some women were stricken early, but then endured a half-life for decades. One Waterbury girl was bedridden for 50 years. The older the women were when they dial painted, and the fewer years they worked, the less likely they were to die in the early stages. So they lived on, but the radium lived with them, a marriage from which there was no divorce. Many suffered significant bone changes and fractures. Most lost all their teeth. There were unusually large numbers who developed bone cancer, leukemia and anemia. Some were given blood transfusions for years. The radium honeycombed the women's bones so that, for example, Charlotte Purcell later developed osteoporosis throughout her spine and suffered a partial collapse of her vertebrae. Like Grace Fryer before her, she ultimately wore a back brace. Marie Rossiter had at least 6 leg operations. Her swollen legs began turning black, and, in the end, she had her leg amputated. "She said," remembered Dolores, "take it off, right now. I don't want to go home and think about it." Marie's remaining leg had a metal bar through it, from her knee to her ankle. She became, in her words, crippled up, but it still didn't slow her down. She was the life and soul of the care home she later lived in, whizzing about in her wheelchair. Having studied these long-term effects of radiation, the CHR scientists, who had, at first, been looking for a magic threshold of radiation exposure, under which no harm was done, ultimately came to agree with Martland, who had warned decades before that the normal radioactivity of the human body should not be increased. It is impossible to say how many dial painters were killed by their work. So many were misdiagnosed or never traced that the records simply do not exist. Sometimes the cancer that former workers suffered later in life was never attributed to the job they did in their teens, though it came as a direct result. And the deaths, too, were only one part of it. How many women were crippled or suffered the unique pain of childlessness as a result of their poisoning, is also unknown. The files at Argonne are filled with hundreds and hundreds of dial painters' names, or rather numbers. Each woman was given a reference number by which she was always known. The Argonne list of the doomed makes for chilling reading, charting as it does each woman's suffering with cool detachment. Bilateral amputations of both legs, amputation of right knee, died of cancer of ear, brain, hip. Cause of death, sarcoma, 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 over and over through the files. Some women survived for 40 years or more, but the radium always came calling in the end. The newspapers followed some of the deaths. "Radium, dormant killer, at work again," screamed the headlines through the years.